All right, a man who records and writes and performs his own material. They call him Lobo here on KRUD. KRUD's greatest hits.
Drink up some beer and sit around.
I think that's Mr. Stedman back there playing lead guitar.
Arthur, and we'd like to thank you and some of the boys for dropping down and playing.
Presently, the tape is doing something that's kind of strange because... let's go to the spinners right now. We'll get back to that tape in just a few minutes, but right now, it's Good Time Radio and more music.
You know, we have a new hero here at KRUD. You see, several months ago, dripping wet and no bigger than about 5 inches, a little fellow came into all of our hearts, and his name was Leonard the Lemming. Let's take you back now to the first time we ever met Leonard. Here he is.
Hello, my name is Leonard the Lemming. I was just in Mr. Stedman's room, and I thought that I would stop here and introduce the next record on KRUD. Here it is, none other than Donny Osmond and all of his friends. I've got to hurry now because we're all running down to the Spokane River. Goodbye!
Oh, that cute little devil. Leonard is going to be making an important announcement in just a few minutes, so stand by as we continue with KRUD's greatest hits. Right, a little bit of the Allman Brothers. Taking you back a couple of months ago.
This is radio station.
This is radio.
K-R-U-D.
Lynn Peters.
Here at the Mead Middle School.
Lynn Peters, you sound funny.
Mr. Arthur really sounds like.
This is KRUD Good Time Radio. Smile if you're having a good time. Grin if you're enjoying it. Here he is, girls. Mike Mead.
I'm one of Mr. Stedman's best students.
Several months ago, there was quite a stir made about a tape. A tape here at the Mead Middle School, which was produced by a teacher who bugged another teacher's classroom, and it all began like this.
Yes, a tape has been made by bugging Mr.
Stedman's room. And we'll have our first report in just 1 minute, so hang on.
That someone has turned, are you ready for this? Someone has turned a lemming loose in Mr. Stedman's room. And this is the reaction from the students. Here he comes now. The room is getting quiet. Haha, I knew Mark wouldn't really know that one. Mr. Stedman talking about the heart and whether people are really dead or not, we're going to get on and say goodbye. This is radio station KRUD signing off with a little bit of Johnny Rivers.
KRUD Expocan.
Don't forget, we'll be back next week with some more good sounds and rather interesting things.
Hey, we're not really going away, folks. Don't worry. This is just our greatest hits. Right, we're back live again. This is KRUD's Greatest Hits. Hang on, we've got a special interview with none other than our old friend, Leonard the Lemming, who has something new to tell you.
That is some of my friends. This is Leonard, and I have some new things to tell you about. Radio KRUD is going to begin having some students on the air. Yes, student interviews, student news, and even the Student of the Week contest. Doesn't that sound like fun, boys and girls? I can hardly wait!
He's quite a character, isn't he? But he's right. We're going to be trying some new things. We're going to have some student interviews. Some of the students will be on the air. And the Student of the Week contest. And all of this is designed to make you realize more and more that this is your radio station.
Okay, we've got a little bit of music now from a group that was in Spokane just a little bit a while ago. The Fifth Dimension on KRUD.
This is Crud's Greatest Hits.
They're tearing down the street where I grew up. Like pouring brandy.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It'll never be the same.
A bunch of people that I guess that put on a fine show here in Spokane. If we can just kind of get him up to the microphone here.
Hello, this is your old pal Leonard.
Guy standing here in the studio who's wearing, this is crazy, dark glasses, a big black overcoat, and he's got a hat pulled down over his eyes. And Chris, who is this guy?
Hello. My name is Boris. These guys are some of my favorites. Because they are real animals. Here they are. Grand Funk.
KRUD Spokane. Crud's greatest hit.
Hey, we've got Grand Funk on Radio KRUD.
With Frank Hang,
A little bit of grand funk on Radio KRUD. Hey, Boris might be back a little bit later to help us. All right, girls, we've got a special treat for you because it was recorded by an all call themselves Fanny. And boys, they're not bad to watch either.
I guess I should explain that some of my rat friends were on that ship when it turned over in the ocean.
Well, that was Leonard trying to tell all of you about his friends, the rats, that drowned on the ship that turned over in the Poseidon Adventure. That was the day that Halloween was fairly close and so forth. And Leonard was having a lot of trouble, and he just couldn't seem to get those things out. But, Leonard, my goodness.
Greatest hit.
From the Poseidon Adventure.
Maureen McGovern on KRUD. By the way, lots of people like to know where we're being broadcast from.
Yes, I'd like to know
the truth.
Tell us.
We're being broadcast from high atop the beautiful Meade Middle School here in beautiful downtown Meade.
Yes, remember those windy, kind of cold days when all the strange characters were running around the crud studios, all these really weird
blow to this
people,
guy.
Believe me.
I'm Teen Angel's brother.
That guy really cracks me up.
Yes, this is KRUD. Remember the time Leonard, well, the weather got a little damp and Leonard got a cold and the hiccups? The poor little fellow was running around the studio coughing, gagging.
I'll never forget him, the leader of the pack.
I stuck to a trail 90. Know what has happened to this show. This whole thing has been shot from the beginning. But anyway, we're just about out of time, and I...
K-R-U-D-D Expo.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day.
K-R-U-D's greatest hit. Yes, and then there was the time that Crud began to run out of money, and you see they had to begin having student commercials, commercials that were written by the students.
Well, I am, and that's why I eat Christian's Crunch. And believe me, it beats the devil out of whatever you're eating.
Hi, last time you were a little bit wet, and you get a bit of a shock, but tell us, how have you been, by the way?
Hello, Mr. Peters.
Nerd, kind of left a puddle over there by turntable one.
Have a problem with household odors? Fluffy's has the answer for you. One in each room. The room that happens to be stinking at the time.
Waiting for him to cook and... Whew, boy, the last time I made waffles, I recognize them anymore. Well...
Mike, no further. What I... Are you tired of the same old hassles every time you've got to make the new Wurvel Waffle machine from Shower Industries?
See the dog, the singing dog, Teddy. Come on. Come on, Teddy. Come on now.
Sit down, Teddy.
Let's hear you sing, Teddy.
Now here, no, sing.
That's real good, Teddy. You're doing real well. Hang in there, baby.
Man, Bojangles seem to find it, and tomorrow's the big day when I just wish I had one of those new Watson book finders.
K-R-U-D's greatest hit. Well, there you have it, folks. Remember that phase two is going to begin, and We've had a good time today looking back and some of the crazy things that have happened. A singing dog, a strange guy that played a guitar, some funny sounding people, a bugged room, the case of a mysterious tape. And believe me, phase two is about to begin. I think you're going to enjoy more participation. But right now we've got the Carpenters here on the home of Good Time Radio. Well, have a good time. This is Lynn Peters saying bye-bye.
Such a feeling's coming over me.
All that I found ever since you've been around, you almost put me at the top of the world.